Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. Okay. It's working. Good morning. Welcome to Studio Two Rocks podcast. I'm Pada Bing. The rumble started already. Start over the day. We're listening to Saturday Night Fever. Saturday morning cartoons. Cause I don't know what to play. So that's why I say about today's topic, I say cartoon. Well, it is kind of cartoon, isn't it? I mean, you just look at what the news. Just think that. No. That's impossible. It's a reference to Robot Chicken, Star Wars, with Luke and Darth Vader. That can't be true. Then they did the one with George Bush's daughter. That's funny. Funny. Well, anyway, hopefully any moms listening, hope you had a really good Mother's Day. If not, I don't know what to say. Enjoy life, even if it's terrible, like right now. I just read this article too. Oh, Mouse is going crazy. Oh, it's like stiff. It's probably got dust in it. Running interference, CIA boss with Biden. So all the moms love Biden. Oh. They're going to jail. Are they going to jail? I don't know. We don't know. Yay! Mouse's trackball. Yeah, I'm one of those. Hey, I got carpal tunnel. Right now, the tip of my hand is just cold. And it's weird. We'll get better later. It's cartoon, can't be. Hey, who blocked your city's socializing 2000s, now living as a glam woman? No way. What? Living as Morgan Olivia Rose. Chancellor Mortimer. That's a old house name, Mortimer. During the Parada exhibition. What? So, what's it look like? What's this guy look like? Morgan Olivia. Right, to make him find it. Some pictures, because people will attack. I don't want to be attacked. No. I don't know. Yeah, it's up to you. What you want to do with it, but you know, like when you chop off something. That's naturally you're born with. You cut something, it's gonna have some negative effect. Grand debut bikini clad grand admiral Demi Moore celebrate Mother's Day with a rumor Willis's baby. Okay. Why is that topic? Right. What? Where did they put that? Oh, then Prince Willem gave Katie a binoculars. Why? Not only one, those. Then there's that lady with a brutal skin cancer, like, oh, Kendall and Taylor Swift. Security guard, you suck. You get out. I vaguely remember something like this. Somebody want to start this, the fashion delivery, like, for, it's almost like, I guess, Uber, but it's for a fashion brand stuff. In less than an hour, $5? That's cheap, man. You should get $25 for each delivery. You know what they used to do? They used to have, they still have, professional shoppers, and all they do is shop for people. That's all they do. Shop. Grab this, grab that, grab, put in a bag, you say, give a phone call and say, what do you want? What else do you want? Would you like? Take the taxi to the people who got the stuff, then they either give you money or say, go buy yourself a dress or something. Now you can sell it if you want, they don't care. That's, I have friends like that in New York that I met over time, and they make a lot of money, man. But not they're gonna do this. Cheap. Hey, might as well, right? Get paid. So, I mean, it's a good idea. 2021 television. I'm gonna be fabulous, but I don't want to pay the shoppers. I just want to deliver it, like deliver food, like pizza. Can you deliver my fashion stuff, like pizza guy, like the pizza guy? Think of ding dong. Who is this, a pizza guy? No, it'd be like, oh, Dole guy. So I'll be right there. Hurry up. Like, just be the nasty one. Be the nasty delivery guy. Like, I don't know. Youngster don't know about this stuff. Millennial might know. The jerky boys. Yeah, just be like mean. Okay, here's $5. I'm like, that's it? Man, I rode my bike all the way from across town. God damn it. It's not worth it. No. Servitude. I don't think so. I wouldn't shop. Even for just basic fashion like Levi's jeans and t-shirt types. I want to go to the place. Together. T-shirt, I may order something online. Because I see something like, oh yeah, it's good. Fashion brand unleashed a clothing and accessory line for hamsters. Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Rare townhouse, NYC Street, where in the winter it lives. Do I know where that is? I think I know. It's in the building. Oh, in the winter. It's nice. I mean, it's opulent. Yeah, it's nice. No, if you have a career then you can afford this, yeah, perfect. But she's selling, that means, is it over? Battery died. Okay. My apartment Hoboken had a backyard thing like this. It's really neat. Nobody thinks about that because you only see the front face, right? You never look at the back. And sometimes it's a little tough to get in the back. Because one of the first floor people can't get access. Everybody else just, had a fire hazard. Well, I had a fireman. The fire chief came one day. Stuff. alarm went off. I'm like, what the? Next door neighbor. Indian. Family. Hindu Indian. Family. The mom doesn't like me. So it's like, did you do that? Do I look like I did that? Came from downstairs. Like, look, smoke's coming on the bottom up. That means downstairs. So how is it possible? And she's like, me. But this is the attitude you get. You know, I like it. I don't mind it. Now pee them off. I'm like, ha ha ha. So, anyway, the first floor, they had the backyard. They could have just walked to the backyard. No, they're going to barbecue on the fire escape. It's in the middle of winter. It's like, you can't do that because it's going to be smoke everywhere. No, heat and cold, anything steamy, it's going to be like triple amount or whatever, smoke, exhausted. Man, those guys. So, fireman come, chief, I kind of know chief, sort of, like, go hang out in the same park. Yo, chief, what are you doing here? So he's just like, oh. So, all right. And I found out, they were barbecuing in the back. No. In the fire escape. Like, you have a backyard. He's like, yeah, I don't know. I told him, you got a backyard. Go to the backyard. I don't know. College kid. When the girls would take my laundry out. Because she needs to. I need to claim it. It's like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you getting my done? Like, you wait. I don't care. You wait. This is how it is in New York. I'm gonna pee off people. This is how you do. You're gonna get it. In the winter, you got a nice house. I have to say, it's beautiful. I'm just gonna paste it. I like the house. I like the architecture. I like these brownstones. Really do. Like old brick buildings. Person who live in there, I don't care. I don't really care about it. Just, I really like this. It's pretty simple. Like, straight on building. Selling for $10 million. Man, holy cow. This thing should be like 25, 20. Let's see. Comment. I just saw this. I can't think of plenty other places to live if I had $10 million to spend on a place to live. Yeah. $10 million? I would, like, I'm going just use one. The rest, half of it invest. The other half, just save it. Save it for a rainy day or something. Upkeep. The $1 million thing. The car, maybe, or two. That's it. So I don't wanna go nuts. It's too much. I don't know. But I don't care. I'm still on your post. I'm just scrolling and it's like, ew, cartoon. That's how I look at it for the past, I'll say past 2 decades. I look at news like, oh no. But then it's like, no, is this better than Saturday morning cartoons? Or is this about the same, or just... UAE is poised to become a 21st century Switzerland. You want to go UAE? I don't know. I wouldn't go. Some weird stuff up there. They want to keep you in line. Literally making a line and going to keep you in there and say, you're not coming out. You're going to stay and you're going to like it. Everything's right there in front of you. You will never leave. It's like a road to motel. Yeah. The road to motel for humans. Can I get out? No! 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 Let me see if I can search on the Deezing. Line. Oh. This week, the line were named. This week, the architect of the line were named. Oh, who? Studio including Ajay Associates. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll paste the link. Yeah, that's the line. They will keep you in the line. You'll be like flies, man. Flies in the line. Just bounce off the mirror buildings. Like a bowling. Not bowling. Pinball. You never get out. You can get out, try to get on the boat. They're going to be like, no, those are for the privilege. Oh my God. Visitors. Like, no, I'm out. You can't get out. No. I mean, I think it would be cool to see it. Person, they'd be like, holy cow, they actually made this thing. It's like, oh, interesting. Interesting. You go there, go a little bit, pay a visit, and they're like, yeah, no, I don't want that. Not for me. I love cities. I love cities. I don't like these. Just, it's like an art deco weirdness. Yeah. No. I like city. I like city. I like the newer city. I like the brownstones. I like those. Too expensive, yeah. But I like those. If you can keep it, get a job and keep it for a long time, yeah. The drive, this Nissan Z thing with the lady, a mom review. That's been around. I don't know. Is car culture dying or it just slow down? But I went to all sorts of places and just, maybe it's just a slowdown. A car magazine, uk.co.uk. There are a few things here and there. Audi made I heard about this. Audi was going to make a tuk-tuk. That's a while back. I heard about that. They actually made it. Audi tuk-tuk. Rickshaw. They call it rickshaw, but it's tuk-tuk. Know why it's a tuk-tuk? Because that's what it sounds like when you start. When you start, it's like... And they have run gas, propane, butane, a whole bunch of other ones. Now it's electric. I'm sure hydrogen will be here one day. I won't mind having one of those. Just drive around the town, my friends in the back and do just wild turns and just throw them out on the road. Of course, when there's no traffic, so you know, they get hurt, but they don't get run over. They might get hurt if they're smart enough that they were skaters and they can just kind of roll it out. And that would be cool. That'd be really cartoon. Because somebody get somebody film it. And be like, this is great. It's better than cartoon. So now my audio thing, my 2 preamp kind of crashed. I have to find out. Have to break it open, see what the circuit, which circuit I have to ask for advice. But the original guy who built this disappeared. So I can't find him. So I gotta ask others. They get the parts, see if I can build it. Or just say, no, I'll just go straight through. The cool part was that when I had a 2 preamp, it filtered out all the computer noise a lot, like a lot of it. But now if I go straight through, you can hear, if I turn on radio loud, you hear that noise. Put a choke on that cable. It's not working. It helps a little. It's not really working. Wait a second. Google slapped with a multi-million-dollar fine over misleading Pixel 4 ads. Okay. Well, all right. Settle. Oh, somebody complained. You advertised this, but I got crap. I'll sue. That's what happened. Oh, God. I don't know. I got mixed feeling with the new Google thing. But I still have friends say, you know, now they got the new one. No, the old one's cheap. Get that one and put Graphene OS on it. I didn't think about that. I haven't mentioned this for a long time, but this is a good place to, if you want to do it yourself, you understand how to change your operating system on your phone. That's why even like Apple got Command 3 Pro computer. Yeah, they have a really good info, these guys. These are the open source guys. I mean, they got reviews, but the forums has got a whole bunch of stuff. So you can get Google 6 and 6 Pro. OnePlus, Samsung, Google Pixel 7, 7 Pro. Let me see, 7. 7. Lineage OS, that's the one I like, but somebody say, get graphing. I don't know, I'll think about it. But it seems like Lineage OS is the one that people like. Root, there's a whole bunch of guys, root my Pixel 7. You have to root. Well, actually you don't, but you should. I think. I don't know. Some people say yes, some people say no. So there's a whole method how you do it. There were companies. Guys were building phones out of Google 7, 6 and 7s, and they rebranded with the Graphene OS. It's just the most secure phone. They charge a lot of money for it. And it got paid. Then I think people figured it out. You can do it themselves. So then they didn't make, I don't know if they're still around, those secure phones. Secure phone with Graphene OS. Do they have it? They do. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see those companies do. Nitro. What's this? Yes. Oh, okay. So there's some still around, but they do it for you. But they charge a lot of money. I mean, for like €1,250. That's crazy. What's that thing called? What's that coin called? Keep forgetting. Why I want it, I forget. Solana has a phone. I think we just got it out now. So I'm thinking, is it, what a saga, Web3 like never before. How much is it? So Solana has it. I think it's a grand. It's close to the wherever the other one was with the Graphene OS, which you can buy it. You can buy an old Pixel 4 for almost nothing. Then you say, I'm going to put Graphene OS on. I'll do it myself. But this is a phone that was built from scratch. $1,000. There's a case, there's a thing. It's not bad, $1,000. It's a little cheaper. But it's got the Solana stuff on it. Stack. So Solana, even though it's low like that right now, $20 something per token. They call this the S coins, but I think there's something here. Add your sucker pass or NFT discount. What's that? When you get it. Oh, you can get a discount too. Nice. Do socket charging cable. That's weird. Weird stuff. But I don't know what the stuff they have. What kind of, what's the spec? I don't know. I'm sure it's good. Bring the card. So I'm gonna remove it. Just in case I don't click on it. I'm like, oh no, I just bought one. That's alright. I guess. I think. What? Incredible camera, 50 megapixel 12. Okay, that's the Sony one. Yeah. All right, no, Sony sensor. I would think it's like Samsung, but the the main, the ultra wide and the selfie. Like, oh yeah, pretty similar. Stunning display, AMOLED, 120Hz, Android 13. But you know what's gonna happen? Oh, you need Google Play service though. So Solana, you need Google Play, I guess. Security transact with Phantom Solar Pair. You can do that on regular mode. Actually, you can do APK on if you install not just Graphene OS, but some other OS, you can get a APK stuff and just install it. But some of them do require the Google Play stuff, which is a pain in the butt. Upgrading it to Android 13. Okay, display, horsepower, performance, 512 gig storage, RAM's 12 gig. Okay, that's fine. Battery, that's not bad. Water and dust resistant, IP68, that's very basic. So it's kind of basic. Everything. Yeah. Dual nano SIM. Oh, dual SIM. Nice. Micro SD. Wow. That's nice. Will I get it? No. I don't know. I don't know if I want one. But I will support the company. Invest. You invest in the company. I'll get it. Just like, you know, these people. It's like sponsored by whatever phone, and they tweet in iPhone. So this picture is brought to you by iPhone. Like, oops, I guess they didn't use whatever. I'll get the old Sony. Sony Xperia. The new one came out, so you can get a cheaper one. It's just not bad. Xperia 1 3. It's not bad. It's got a good camera. Pro, of course, that's the one with the better camera, but you can get an older one too. 10. Get an older one. Older one, 10, 1 or 10. They're fine. It works. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Really? What are you gonna use it for? That's the thing. What are you gonna use it for? So I'd rather get an older phone, just screw around with nothing new. Like I'm looking at the Xperia 10 4. It's not bad. It's got dual SIM in there too. I'm sure you can do all this stuff with it. What's the camera thing? Do you know what to say? It's nothing. So we've got 4 stars. Hey, that's fine. Yeah, they don't say the camera stuff. Wonder why. Great design quality. February 2nd, 2023. Camera's easy to use. You don't need anything else. I don't need anything else like that. Just like, it's good enough. It's waterproof. Yeah, you can jump in the pool with it. Just don't stay in there. But yeah, that's it. That's what I need. I don't need anything else. Simple. Let's keep it simple. I like the camera thing, though. I do like their sensors. Because I have Sony Cam. Like, people who's who's gonna watch this and on Rumble will notice that I'm shooting with the Sony, so I like these sensors. Not because I don't like any other brand of cameras. Only reason I think I said in the past, like, I have a lot of Sony equipment already. It's for me to switch, it's like, oh, no. It took me forever to switch. So I got a Fujifilm for photography, like art, creative art photography. It only shoots 1080p, but that's for shorts. Like, you just want to do a low res short of something you're shooting and then pull it back to a photo. It's not for webcam, or not for anything else, not for videos. Otherwise, I would never got that one. Would have got the other one, the medium format. Thing's huge. Okay, so what else is there? Today's boring. Boring. There's nothing else. Nothing. I don't see anything. I gotta do things. I gotta go get a storage unit and put some of my stuff. The smallest one they got, I can fill with the stuff and some photography stuff. Well, not some photography, some photo, old photos, family photos. We're gonna put it in there. There's some other stuff. You gotta make some room for some old furnitures. Or paintings or something. They'll go in there, and I think that's it. That's today's task. Then I gotta do the coffee and cars. After hours. Coffee and cars. I'm gonna shoot at night. Then I got the new tripod thing. I hooked up my guitar strap on it. And I was like, yeah, this is great. It's just like my guitar. It's like, his stock's a little heavy. It's like, man, this feels like that BC Rich guitar. It's like, his stock's like twice as the weight of the body. So it's like, always tilts forward. It's like, yeah, this is good. I'm happy. Otherwise, I'm going to be struggling with my hands, and like, I don't want that. Like, sometimes I just want to relax and just want to take my hands off. So, since I have a carpal tunnel thing on my hands, can't hold stuff too long. Like, if I'm holding stuff for a period of time, it locks up. So, can't do it. Okay, so I think today, that's it for today. I'm going to leave early. I'm going to cheat. I'm not going to finish because right now it's 43:33. I'm going to leave at 43:33. Close to it. Yeah, okay. So how about, what's 43:43 now? Okay. So anyway, have a... Monday, excellent Monday. Have the best of your rest of your week, whatever rest of your day. If you start, go get a coffee. Go meet up with the coffee and cars. You like cars. You can also go coffee and, you know, cameras, photography. You can look it up. It's a website called Eventbrite. You can find a whole bunch of stuff. There's a whole bunch. I mean, there are a whole bunch of websites, but that one, that's the one I use. Seems like it's more complete. Then just go relax. Go talk to someone else. No, get a different perspective of your life. And talk about cartoons. If you're old enough, you'd be like, hey, remember those Saturday morning cartoons? Saturday morning cartoons. So that's it. Have a great day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.